This has been a wonderful conference, and we've covered many topics. I think that perhaps of all the things that we've done here, that the thing that is the most exciting and really new for a Syriologist to some extent, and probably for our Chinese colleagues, is the way so many of the papers used comparative material in order to understand their own subject areas better. And I think we've learned that comparative studies can be extremely useful, but that we always have to be aware that this is not physics. And so things that are very precise in one language may not work exactly that way in another, although they may make us aware of possibilities and solutions to problems that we haven't thought of. And I think that this was one of the most important contributions that was made at this in this conference. I think also that we really got into some other important issues today. It was wonderful to see how really ancient, almost scholarly analysis in China still has a stranglehold almost on the way Chinese themselves see their own writing system. I think we in the West don't have anything comparable. We don't have the tradition, nor do we have the complex writing system. I think if we look to Mesopotamia, the as some of the papers did, that the system is never explicit. It's always implicit in the lists. We have no meta-discourse. We have no theoretical treatises, which is really very sad for us in many ways, but on the other hand, allows us to develop our own ideas about Sumerian writing, perhaps unencumbered by the ancients' own speculation, but we're also not enlightened by their knowledge. One of the most important things we talked about, one of the biggest controversies, is the origins of writing in Mesopotamia, and especially whether Sumerian was the language of the archaic text from Uruk. I don't think we have solved this problem, but I think that more evidence and opinions have been put on the table, and certainly this is one a brick in the great wall of knowledge that we're constructing about the archaic texts. What was really totally new for most of us was the presentation of the possible forerunners of the archaic tablets, that is, a series of tablets that may or may not be significantly older and constitute perhaps the partial system or the precursor system that we so rarely find in other areas like China or Egypt. And, of course, the question of early phoneticism in Mesopotamian writing is part of the whole problem of the language of the early texts. And I think we all look forward to a fully documented presentation of Crispine's paper. The question of forerunners, of course, brings us to some of the material we heard today. And again, this is an area of tremendous controversy. I know there have been whole monographs written, for example, on Egyptian pot marks and whether they are the forerunners of the hieroglyphic system. I think generally the conclusion of Egyptologists is that they are not. In China, the issue is more complicated. And if I can speak frankly here, Professor Gong, I think the problem in China is that the Shang oracle bones are so late comparatively to Near Eastern writing, and that China would really like to find writing that's at least as early as the writing in the ancient Near East, if not earlier. And they may well, but I don't think they have yet. And but this is, again, something that we might want to discuss. And there were also very interesting papers on the spread of writing systems, the spread of cuneiform into Palestine, and the spread of Semitic writing into China, something I always find very fascinating. And the Syriac-derived, various Syriac-derived scripts that were used in China and are still to be seen even in Beijing, I believe. So I don't have any particular anything particular to say on all these issues, but we could open the discussion or we could move on to other people who have statements to make. I'll leave this to our chair.